USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mix of far-right groups and Trump supporters are planning to descend on the nation's capital today, and counter-protesters are expected to meet them there. That's sparking fears that things could turn violent, according to The Hill. The main rally is known by various unofficial names like the Million MAGA March, Stop the Steal DC, and March for Trump. They all want to show an outpouring of support for President Trump. Many media outlets have called the race for former Vice President Joe Biden, but Trump has refused to concede, citing unsubstantiated claims of widespread voter fraud. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is self-quarantining after his chief spokesperson tested positive for COVID-19. Max Reese identified himself as the senior staff member who tested positive in a release posted to Twitter. An initial news release from the governor's office didn't identify the staff member, but said that it was the first known case of the coronavirus in the governor's office. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.